The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Chris Pimlott are here with you, looking ahead to the best of Thursday's action. Loads of racing to look forward to on Thursday as well. We've got Market Raisin, Wincanton and Newcastle in the afternoon. Newcastle starting a little later than the other two. We've got Chelmsford through the evening. There's also a card over at Thurles to look forward to. So, plenty of racing. Pimmers.
Good afternoon, Alex. Good afternoon.
How are you?
Very well indeed. It's taken a little bit of time to get into Studio 47, but we're in here now, and I'm really looking forward to a constructive and hopefully informative podcast.
It's been a busy day today.
Has it?
Well, not really on the racing front. It's been steady enough.
Yeah.
But out in the office, Ashes, of course, that starts this evening.
Oh, yes. Was that David Bowie?
No. We've got... What else have we got going on? Champions League.
Oh, yeah, that's football, I believe, yeah.
Bits of football here and there. Yeah. It's just turned out to be quite busy.
Good.
And, of course, there's some big racing coming up this weekend, the Betfair Chase, etc., etc.
Oof, so, mouth-watering, that bit.
Yes, it is.
And what about the old Red Box?
The Red Box?
Mm.
What Red Box?
The old Red Box, that's quite important today.
What Red Box? Oh, that, yes,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You threw me then.
Well, there you go. It's not difficult.
No, it isn't.
No, not at this stage of the game.
No.
When you've been working hard.
Exactly. We are going to start by talking about Sorel, because we've just seen it win over Fences at Warwick.
Wow.
He didn't do anything that we didn't expect him to do, necessarily. He only had one rival who was rated far inferior to him. At the same time, he did nothing really wrong at Cheltenham on his chasing debut, and this was just another step up, if you like.
I loved his performance today.
Not a step up, if that makes sense,
but
at least he's won now.
Well, the thing is, he jumped... with real enthusiasm. When he was good, he winged the Fences. When he had to get in tight, he got in tight. He raced with loads of enthusiasm. He could only do what he did, and I thought it was a wonderful performance by him. And again, that was just a real confidence booster for him. Second horse, you know, he wasn't good enough, and he's, you know, just followed him around, basically.
But
yeah, a real good performance by Sorel. Great to see Daryl Jacob riding plenty of winners again, and, you know, having his confidence... given back to him, sort of thing. So, all good for the Sorel camp.
I was going to say, he's had three runs so far this season. He won at Warwick, beating Ballyhill. He was then narrowly denied at Cheltenham by North Hill Harvey, who, of course, has since gone on to win again.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he won the Arkle trial, didn't he, at Cheltenham at the weekend.
In terms of achievements over Fences, this is probably the least impressive, if you like, of his three wins. But at the same time, you just know that he can jump. He's
jumping.
A pretty safe conveyance.
Jumping was absolutely beautiful today. As I say, he showed he could do everything. Mm. You know, he's only a five-year-old. They'll be thrown to bits with that performance.
Now, there's one subject, Pimmers, that has, I don't want to say gripped the racing world, but it's been lingering for 24 hours now. What's that, Pimmers?
That was me choking.
Oh, right. Do you need a wind up?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, but would we tell people that you'd had one or not?
Well, that's the question. You wouldn't have done until January.
Mm.
Then you will have to.
What do you make of this? This, of course, is the news that now trainers will have to declare if their runners have had a wind up or not.
Yep.
Surely it makes sense.
Oh, most certainly. I'm all for it. Again, it's just another a little bit of information for the punter. What I would say, and it would be interesting, that when our very own statistician, Andrew Mount, looks into this, maybe after 6 or 12 months, I think you'll find that it's not as a wow factor as you think it's going to be.
Mm.
Because we only often hear about a horse having a wind up when it's won and it's landed a bit of a touch or something. There's more often than not, there's lots had wind ups and it's not made the slightest difference.
Because surely it can be done to a horse, not early on in its career as such, but just to remedy something that is a problem. But also it could be seen by some as bit of a last resort with some horses, a kind of, well, we've done everything else.
Yeah, you know. Exactly, and I'm sure that's the case, but I would imagine, I think the basic one will be about £700 or £800. Mm. So it's not a cheap exercise, and I believe that a lot of trainers have the win done whatever.
Okay.
So they think, well, it's going to get a win problem at some stage, or it might get a win problem at some stage, so let's just do it now.
Mm.
Because obviously you can lose a horse's confidence if at the latter end of the race it can't breathe for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's trying its hardest, and it, but it can't just go forward. So, yes, the wind operation can add significant help to them, but vice versa, it also might not improve them one iota.
What are the various different kinds of wind up that you can have? Because it sounds like a pretty all-covering statement almost. Oh, he's had a wind up.
Yeah.
But is that the equivalent of me saying, oh, we've not seen Pimmers for a while. Oh, he's just had an operation.
Yeah.
He
well,
could be on anything, couldn't he? What are the different types?
One thing for certain is I'm not a vet.
Right.
Because you've got to be a bit bright for that job. Well, so that ruled me out.
Yeah.
But there's loads. There's tie backs, there's tie forwards, there's, I don't know, soft palate, you name it. There's a whole host of different operations that would more than likely come under the banner wind up.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more to meets the eye. I don't think it's a bad thing. I know the National Trainers Federation aren't too happy about it, but I can't understand why that's the case. And again, it's only a little bit like you've got to now let them know when your horse has been gelded. So, you know, I don't think it's a big deal.
No.
And I think the more information the punter can get, that's good. The only thing that Lynn leads me to is, well, should we then be declaring earplugs?
Yeah.
You know, because that can have significant difference, can't it?
Yeah.
You know, we declare hoods now, we declare cheap pieces, eye shields, blinkers. And again, it's just, again, where do you stop?
Yeah.
Because my horse coughed on Tuesday before he ran on Thursday. Should I let the public know about that? My horse didn't eat up last night.
Yeah.
But I'm still running him. Should I let the public know? You know, there's so many different scenarios. He took a little bit of a false step yesterday morning on the gallops, but he signed today.
Yeah.
You know, so there's lots of other bits and bobs around that can be as equally important in one way or another that the general public can't find out about.
But that said, that's not a reason not to have the wind ups published, if that makes sense. It's just, it almost just leads you on to more things, as you just said.
Yeah, I think, yeah, but I think under this scenario, I think the wind ups is a good thing that people can find out that they've had them and then make their own mind up whether they think it's going to work or not. But I think after 6-12 months, you'll actually find out that the stat of a horse winning first time up after the wind rop won't be as big as you think.
There you go. The words of Chris Pimlott, who's not a vet.
Correct.
That's what we've learned today.
Yeah. Well, he's not many things, to be honest. I can think of one, but we can't say it. The second word's head.
We're going to focus on action at Market Raisin coming up on Thursday. Two contests to focus on. The first of which is the 110. It's a handicap hurdle over the extended 2.5 mile trip. There's 9 of them set to go to post here. There's a few intriguing contenders in here, Pimmers, and a few of them who arrive here in pretty good nick, actually.
Oh, this is a very competitive race. Good race to have at Market Raisin tomorrow. And as you quite rightly say, one or two come into the race on the back of last time out wins. Olan a Bloom won for young Harry Teal last time out. That was at Plumpton. And again, good performance by him. He's gone from a mark of 129 to 133 there. Apples and Pierre's. Well, that one was a winner last time we saw it last season, 224 days ago, for the Harry Skelton Yard. And he was a winner at Wetherby in a 6 grand race on good going. He won, he beat Guitar Pete by a neck, and Guitar Pete's form's been pretty strong since then. So he's an interesting one after the summer off. You've got Psychedelic Rock, who won last time out as well. Psychedelic Rock was a winner at Worcester, 7-1 shot on that occasion. And he's gone from a mark of 116 to 124. So again, handicapper taking a little bit of a dim view of his success last time. And also, can be same about Arthur's Gift, who, again, got a £7 penalty for that success last time out. That was at Worcester again, over the same trip as tomorrow, 2.5 furlongs. And again, he was
two and a half furlongs.
Oh, should I say 2.5 miles? That would be a short race,
that
wouldn't it?
That would be.
You wouldn't get many hurdles in there, would you?
No.
Maybe one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the sort of race I'd like when I was a jockey. Yeah. Anyway, 2.5 miles was the trip last time, as is on tomorrow. And again, younger Tom Humphreys takes that valuable £7 off his back. But again, he's gone from 114 to 121. Son of Presenting was held up. And again, that's a slight concern for one or two of these, that they are held up. Mm. But I'm going to take a chance with the top weight. It's a difficult task here because he's got to give £9 and beyond to the rest of his field. But this fella is high class. You know what I mean? He's got some really good form. You know, he ran a really good race at Chepstow on his debut this year. He was 9th of 25 behind Super Sunday in the Coral Cup at the Cheltenham Festival back in March. And again, he's a winner on a number of occasions as well prior to that. He was a winner at Kempton over 2 mile 5, and he was also a winner, at Kempton. The thing that I like about Kempton is right-handed. Market Raisin, right-handed. Mm-hmm. I think that'll certainly suit him tomorrow afternoon. As I say, Burden a top weight, but he is the class horse in the race, and he's the one for me. River Frost.
In the 110 at Market Raisin. The 140 at Market Raisin is the other race that we're going to focus on. It is a novices limited handicap chase over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. There's just the four of them here going to post Pimmers, but good luck ruling any of these out. It's not the highest quality novices limited handicap chase we've ever seen, but considering there's only four runners, it's competitive.
Oh, this is a real proper race, like you say. Only four of them going to post, but there are plenty of them that are interesting. Acting Last, daughter of King's Theatre. Well, she's going over fences for the first time tomorrow afternoon, and she ran well enough in defeat behind Beyond Conceit at Ascot the last time we saw her back on the 18th of February.
Or even It's a He, Pimmers.
Oh, he's
I thought it was a she, actually, as well. Acting Lass, you would think.
It would just say
it isn't.
She's out of Darren's Lass.
Mm.
So she's an Acting Lass, so she's not really one. Which, again, brings us to the thing now. Is she a boy or is she a girl?
I think...
Or should we just call it an it?
Bay Gelding.
Bay Gelding.
Is the official...
All right, so we're going to go down that route, are we?
Acting Lass, yes.
Okay, so he's a Bay Gelding, so he thinks. but who knows? But anyway, only had three outings. Noel Feely's ridden him on all those occasions. And again... he comes here with a big chance tomorrow, sure to be well schooled, and he has an official rating of 135. Officer Houlihan, he was a winner the last time we saw him. That was at Huntingdon back on the 17th of October. He was a 14-1 shot on that occasion, and that was again a novice's handicap chase. Had on a mark of 119 then, now gone up to 129. So handicapper took a little bit of a dim view of that success at Huntingdon. But again, Huntingdon right-handed,
yeah,
quite important there. Bordeaux Bill, well, he's finished fifth the last time we saw him. That was 33 days ago, Bordeaux Bill. That was here at Market Raisin. And, again, just over 2 miles the trip there. He was only fifth or seventh, beating 26 lengths. So that was a long, long way behind the others. And, again, prior to that, on the 3rd of October, he was a faller at Sedgefield. So, again, more than likely on a reconnaissance mission tomorrow, Bordeaux Bill. Well, he wants to get a clear round and give his confidence a little bit of a boost. And then the fourth horse in the lineup is Wilbur Dragon. Well, this Wilbur Dragon, another son of Cave Tara. And he's ridden by Johnny Burke, who's doing extremely well since he's come over from his native island to team up with Charlie Longson. This horse won off a mark of 118 the last time we saw him at Worcester. That was, again, over 2.5 miles. Stayed on really strongly on that occasion. And again, he definitely becomes a player tomorrow afternoon. He's got the tongue tying pieces on, as he had on last time out when he won. Obviously, the pieces were on for the first time at Worcester, and certainly they had the desired effect. So, competitive little race, but I'm going to take a chance with Acting Lass, the boy, to win on Chasing Debut.
There you go, Acting Lass for Pimmers in the 140 at Market Raisin. So, to sum up then, Pimmers, the nap is going to be
River Frost.
And the next best?
Acting Lass.
Good stuff, Pimmers. Thanks very much for joining me. We'll speak to you soon on the William Hill Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.